Hello. my name is Michael McIntyre, and this is my book. It's called Life and Laughing, My Story, and it's written by me. And I'm going to be starting that in just one moment. I was hoping you'd read it, because I wrote it for you to read. But fine, I'll read it to you. You might be in the car, which means that it's probably better you don't read it, so you can listen to this. All right, as long as you're sitting comfortably, you've got enough fuel in the tank. That's obviously for people who are in the car. And we shall begin with my life. Chapter 1. I wrote this on my new 27-inch iMac. I've ditched my PC and gone Mac. I was PC for years, but Microsoft Word kept criticising my grammar. I think it started to affect my self-esteem, if I'm honest. It had a lot of issues with my sentences, and after years of it making me feel stupid, I ended the relationship and bought a Mac. It's gorgeous and enormous, and I bought it especially to write my book. That's the one you're listening to now. For the last 6 months, I've been looking to create the perfect writing environment. Aside from the computer, I have a new desk, a new chair, a new office, with newly painted walls in my new house. When my wife and I were looking at houses, she would be busily opening and closing cupboards and chattering about storage. After a few months of house hunting, I became convinced my wife's dream home would be the big yellow storage company, and I would be searching for the room to write my book. The view seemed very important. Previously, views hadn't been that important to me. I prefer TV. Views really only have one channel. But suddenly, I was keen to find a room with a view to inspire me to write a classic autobiography, like David Niven's, but about my life, not his. The house we fell in love with had a room with a beautiful view of the garden and even a balcony for closer viewing of the view of the garden. It was a room with a view. It was perfect. I could create magic in this room. Soon after moving in, I plonked my desk directly in front of the balcony window. I stood behind the desk, drinking... in